Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chip Bell is here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited about it, too. He's a great member of our Brain Trust now for 13 years, founder of the Chip Bell Group. Is that the website, Chip?
That is chipbell.com. You got it.
Chipbell.com. Pretty easy, folks. Inside Your Customer's Imagination, Five Secrets for Creating Breakthrough Products, Services, and Solutions. You may remember the last time he was on the show, he promised to launch his new book on the show. It's available right now for pre-order, but you can they'll start shipping it to you next week. All the versions, right? The electronic and physical.
Correct. We've got
physical.
It coming out audio, Kindle, hardback.
What if I want an autographed copy? You know, I got to have an autographed copy. What if I want?
Of course, I'll get you one. You will. Yeah, I think it's already in the mail. Actually,
what about the people who matter? And what if they want an autographed copy?
Well, they can just simply send me a note, and I'll be delighted to figure out a way to get them one.
All right, so check that out.
Got it. You got it.
So, Chip. Let's talk about some more about this imagination thing. Folks, we've talked a lot. Chip and I have, and you and I have, folks, talked about how to get inside the heads of our customers. I've told you before that that's your future. It's not complicated, Chip. It's really easy to find out where you should be going in the future because your
absolutely.
Customers know what that is, whatever their expectations are. But we also have to understand, you know, one of the things I've been pointing out is that whatever your customers' expectations were 8 months ago, they're different today, and they're going to be different in a month from where they were 8 months ago. So whatever you thought you knew, however you checked in with them on what they want or their imagination, as your book says, in January of this year, you need to recheck, don't you?
Absolutely, all the time. And we got to remember that the imagination is a door opened only from the inside. And that means we've got to build a kind of relationship with the customer where they'll want to welcome us in and share with us all their crazy half-baked ideas and techniques we ought to try. And so part of the book is about building that kind of partnership where that customer will be eager to share with you ideas and their creativity and not just their feedback. But again, it's learning how to access that customer's imagination because that's where they're going to take you. That's the future.
Should we have some kind of track to run on, though? Because you and I both know if you have too much of an open-door policy with no boundaries at all, a meeting can turn into a gripe session.
If you talk
to customers about their imagination, they're liable to say things like, well, why don't you turn that upside down and paint it purple when everybody knows that you can't do that? You know what I mean?
Well,
how do you do this without trying to be presumptuous, without being manipulative? How do you make sure that their imagination suggestions are productive?
I think it is all about how you communicate transparently and honestly what you're about as well as what they want and find the way to meet in the middle. And so, you know, customers might, like you say, may say it'd be better if it's purple, but you know that doesn't fit your brand, and so you need to be completely honest about it. It's a great idea, really cool. I love purple, but you know we've got it. This is our brand and what
right.
we're trying to do. So again, it's fine, and that's what it's a characteristic of a great partnership. You know, it's not my way or your way; it's our way, and so it's building that kind of relationship so that together we can find something that works for both. And
So I was just thinking, for example, if you said, okay, folks, we want to improve our delivery system, and instead of throwing it out there and throwing the delivery universe out in front of them, you and again, not trying to be manipulative, but you say, what do you think about our route these days, our route schedule?
Right.
Or could you ask them,
right.
in other words, ask them open-ended questions, non-directive questions, but something that gives them a little focus?
I think that absolutely, but again, it starts with being grounded about who you are and what mm-hmm. you want to be in the marketplace and then communicating that as a part of that discussion. Here again, that's part of the boundaries you build in the guardrails, I call it,
yeah.
in how we manage it. It's just not willy-nilly, whatever you want, we'll do. That doesn't bring the discipline you need to be successful in the marketplace.
What about
customers may love it?
So you're talking about actual sessions with the customers, one-on-one or two or three at a time,
Anytime you have an encounter with a customer or a group of customers, it's not just focus groups. It's anytime there's an opportunity to say, you know, like we did with the pizza company, what's something nobody's doing that you'd love to see us do?
And if I'm the owner and I'm going to go call on the customer, I need to have one of those types of questions with me, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I call them dreamer questions.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff Elmo, when he was CEO of GE, would bring in his biggest customers and say, dream with us 10 years out. What would you love to see us spending the R&D money on that matters to you? And
right.
So it's, again, you know, and it's also learning to try to be, you know, and be inside the customer's world. You know, I love telling the story about my wife's hairdresser. Occasionally we'll get a permanent because he wanted to see what his customers went through when they got a permanent, and he made a lot of changes based on that experience. That's being the customer.
Right.
It's calling your own department, disguising your voice, and asking something out of the ordinary to kind of see the customer's world.
Well, I can't wait to see you at the permanent, Chip. That's what I want to see. hey, Chip, good job today. ChipBell.com.
Thanks. ChipBell.com.
All right. So, folks, check out the new book. It's Inside Your Customer's Imagination, and we'll get Chip back again another day. By the way, folks, you can pre-order it right now. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.